I'll just put an addendum to this to reinforce what you said. Okay. Which is this. The writing of the New Testament carried right through using what people would perceive were Jews to write it. Okay. I have in the commentary in front of the Bible who wrote the Bible. Okay. And what is the Bible? The Bible is not a Jewish Bible, though they claim it. Okay. It is not a Church of God Bible, though we claim it. Okay. In every case, it is an Aaronic Levitical Bible written by the Levites. Now we have all the wonderful Psalms of David, correct? Remember you read there about this is the first psalm that David wrote. Who did he give it to? He gave it to Asaph. Yes, yes. Gave it to Asaph, the priest. So the priest canonized it. Look at the prophets. How many were priests? Levites. Okay? Now let's come to the New Testament. Book of Matthew. What was he? Well, he was a tax collector, but he was a Levite. Okay? How about Mark? Mark was the nephew of Barnabas, who was a Levite, so that means that Mark was a Levite. Okay? Who was Luke? Well, Luke wrote under Paul's direction, and Paul was especially chosen by God because he knew all the traditions of Judaism, and Paul was to safeguard that the traditions of the Jews would not supersede the New Testament. So he was the one who oversaw what Luke wrote is in Luke and also in Acts. Now, let's carry it down to the end, okay? Who was the official hand of canonization of the New Testament? Apostle John. And he was also of the family of Aaron because he personally knew the high priest and walked in as an Aaronite when Jesus was carried off to be judged by the high priest. He couldn't do that unless he was a priest. So what do we have? We have a consistency of how God preserved his word and who wrote it from the Old Testament through to the New Testament. So even the New Testament, it is not a Gentile Testament. It is not a Church of God Testament, though they were in the Church of God. But what God did, he used the family line because of what Mike brought out to us, that there was a faithfulness and stubbornness for the Word of God in its purity, though they had all the traditions, and used that to preserve his Word. Now you can look at it and carry a little bit further. The whole New Testament was written by only 8 men. And Paul wrote about, when you include what Luke did in Luke and Acts, Paul was responsible for nearly 60% of the New Testament. Now, this is important because in dealing with the Gentiles and dealing with the Israelites thought to be Gentiles by the Jews, he made sure that none of the paganism got into the Gentile churches and made sure that none of Judaism got into the churches, see? Now, that's very important. So then it came down to John. And we know there was Andrew, who was the brother of Peter. Probably Mark, who was a Levite. And probably Philip. And they assisted John in canonizing the New Testament. So you see, That follows through into consistency. And I couldn't help but thinking of that when you were giving the explanation there and how they did preserve the word of God. Yes, they did. And it's very interesting. I forget the rabbi, but maybe you could look it up and bring it as a sermon later on. But the Sansino, remember the first Bible printed in Italy was printed on the Sansino press in northern Italy. And the rabbis who had the Bible came over from western Spain and brought it over there to preserve it and get it printed because they thought the Gentiles, because the persecution was really running very heavy and hot and so forth in Spain, so they fled for their lives, took their scrolls with them, went to northern Italy, and that's where they made the first codex of the law, right there. The codex is book form. And the persecution became so intense that there was a rabbi who took the Old Testament and brought it up to Germany and gave it to Luther so it wouldn't be lost. Now, I don't know all of the personalities involved in that, but that's how William Tyndale got his copy of the Old Testament and how he had it available to him to translate while he was in prison. And Tyndale made this comment. He said that Hebrew and English agree 1,000% better than Greek and English. Isn't that something? Now, question. Who was William Tyndale? He came from Wales, where there were a lot of Levites, so he was probably a Levite, and he knew 8 languages so fluent, he could intermix his conversation with any one of those languages in any conversation and move right along. All of us even have trouble with English, so... Okay. Now, he got his Greek text from a Dutchman. A Dutchman is what? From the tribe of Zebulun, correct? All right. Do you suppose, I'll have to ring my bell here. Okay. Do you suppose that within every one of the tribes of the 10 lost tribes that left, carried off into captivity, that God preserved a group of Levites among them who would have a zeal for the word of God. And then God raised them up to do what he wants them to do. Now, what did Erasmus do? Erasmus was the first one to take the Greek New Testament and to have it, how should we say, check for accuracy and have it printed in Greek. Now, he did 5 editions of the New Testament. And I have his 5th edition, which is the Stephen's text of 1550, and I've got the 1550 text, the exact one printed in 1550. Tyndale used the 1st edition and the 2nd edition of Erasmus's New Testament. So if you tie that to it, then we have the bookends of how we got the Bible, beginning with Moses, on down through the Old Testament, on down through the New Testament, and on down to our time. So threaded through all of this is the house of Aaron and the tribe of Levi. And that's how I presented what is the Bible. And so I'm very happy to hear what you had. Excited to hear some more. You got lots more to say, so we'll appreciate listening to that. And so let's build up a little reservoir of Thus Saith Michael. Okay, with that, we'll take a break.